Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report for the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, June 24th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, the best way to structure income in retirement and what employers look for on your credit report. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Many people think they have their finances figured out before they retire. Unfortunately, that is not always the case. Before retirement, investors should decide which side of the to or through philosophy they should be on.
The to side of that refers to preserving your savings for an expected retirement date. The through option means tilting a portfolio to keep growing savings well into or through your retirement date.
That was the Wall Street Journal's Tom Lauricella. There is a middle group option as well, and investors need to decide if that is the best option also.
What your ability is to tolerate losses either before retirement or after. Based on that, you can try and figure out where in the spectrum of stock holdings you might want to have when you go into retirement.
Some analysts believe your retirement date is the scariest day of your life.
You've just stopped working. You're not going to be able to have the income to replace any losses. You have the longest of time horizon in terms of how long you're going to need to make your money last. And you're most vulnerable to a big loss in terms of dollars.
As we continue, what to check on your credit report before a prospective employer sees it.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
If you're looking for work, you need to know what's on your credit report because there's a decent chance your future employer will be looking too. Credit.com's Adam Levin explains.
While some states limit which type of employers can check your credit, the practice is fairly common. Here are four things you need to know. One. Employers must get your written permission to pull your credit report. You have the right not to sign the release, but if you don't, it may create a bad impression. 2. The credit report an employer sees is different from the report a lender sees. It won't show your account numbers, date of birth, or references to your spouse. It will contain your home address, other names you use like your maiden name, public record information like bankruptcies and liens, and your credit history, work history, and basic employment information. 3. Employers don't look at credit scores. They look at credit reports. The two are different, and credit scores don't automatically come with credit reports. 4. If you're preparing for a job interview and discover mistakes in your credit report, you probably won't have enough time to correct the information before the employer pulls the report. But here's what you can do. Notify the credit reporting agencies and have it corrected. If you find information that's correct but negative, prepare a compelling and honest explanation of what went wrong, what you're doing to correct or improve the situation, and point it out to the interviewer before they bring it up to you. Throughout your job search, it's helpful to monitor your credit scores. You can do that, learn why they are what they are, and what you can do to improve them all for free at credit.com. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.